Venerable Geshe-la was talking about the purification practice using Buddha Vajrasattva. And he was asking the question, how can we purify non-virtue through lights and nectars? And we've just prayed at the end of our beautiful stages of the path prayer. At the very end of that prayer, we say, from the hearts of all the holy beings, streams of light and nectar flow down, granting blessings and purifying. And we receive blessings in the form of lights and nectars. And they purify us. So Venerable Geshe-la was saying sometimes we're asked the question, how do lights and nectars purify? And his reply deeply touched my heart, and I've been thinking about it ever since. And I thought, how wonderful if we could think about this together. And personally, I feel we need to think about it our whole life and really understand what Venerable Geshe-la is teaching us. So Geshe-la said, if we have a question, how can we purify non-virtuous actions through nectar, through light? This question is coming because they have no experience of the practice of imagination. So beautiful. They have no, the people asking this question, which Geshe-la was talking about Hinayana Buddhist practitioners. He said, they have no experience of the practice of imagination. Even though the development of correct imagination, correct believing, is a very powerful tantric method, they don't understand. So the words that jump out here, and they are like a mirror of Dharma for us, is the phrase, experience of the practice of imagination. So each of us can ask ourselves a question. What is my experience of the practice of imagination? And how do I cause my experience of the practice of imagination to improve so that we have huge, deep experience of the practice of imagination? And later, a few minutes later, Venerable Geshe-la said again, he said, he was referring to Guru Vajrasattva, father and mother, melting into light and dissolving into us, which is what will happen in our practice of Great Mother Prajnaparamita. And again, through a living Buddha dissolving into us, we become completely purified. And Geshe-la said again, becoming light, entering into us, we need to understand imagination in practice. Imagination in practice. How we purify through lights, through nectar, in reality, is the very, very essence of Buddha's intention, Buddha's ultimate intention. That's fascinating. That's so empowering. That imagination in practice is the very, very essence of Buddha's intention, Buddha's ultimate intention. So the title of the course, which includes the blessing empowerment of Great Mother Prajnaparamita, is imagination in practice. So please think that these are blessed words from the heart of our Guru, revealing the very, very essence of Buddha's ultimate intention and how we can become a newly arisen Buddha in a few short years. This is the key. This is what we need to learn. We need to think about our practice of imagination. We need to think about our experience of the practice of imagination. So what answer do you give when you're thinking, what is my experience of the practice of imagination? Perhaps because there are many experienced Kadampas listening, you're thinking, when I generate myself as the deity, that's my practice of imagination. So then you can ask yourself, how long does that last? You know, in our formal session, how long are we talking about? And how we need, I feel, our experience of the practice of imagination to begin to pervade our life. Then we are following the truth. We're following Buddha's ultimate intention, ultimate view. So can we remember these phrases? Because for us they are so blessed. They're appearing from our root guru's heart for the people of the modern world. Experience of imagination in practice, or our practice of imagination. Really think about it, because our enlightenment depends upon it. And if our enlightenment depends upon it, benefiting all living beings depends upon it.